Allan's Wife by H. Rider Haggard. Dedication. My dear Macumazahn, it was your native name which I borrowed at the christening of that Allan who has become as well known to me as any other friend I have. It is therefore fitting that I should dedicate to you this, his last tale, the story of his wife, and the history of some further adventures which befell him. They will remind you of many an African yarn that with the baboons may recall an experience of your own which I did not share, and perhaps they will do more than this. Perhaps they will bring back to you some of the long-past romance of days that are lost to us. The country of which Allan Quatermain tells his tale is now, for the most part, as well known and explored as are the fields of Norfolk, where we shot and trekked and galloped, scarcely seeing the face of civilized man. There the gold-seeker builds his cities. The shadow of the flag of Britain has, for a while, ceased to fall on the Transvaal plains. The game has gone. The misty charm of the morning has become the glare of day. All is changed. The blue gums that we planted in the garden of the palatial must be large trees by now, and the palatial itself has passed from us. Jess sat in it waiting for her love after we were gone. There she nursed him back to life. But Jess is dead, and strangers own it, or perhaps it is a ruin. For us too, Macumazahn, as for the land we loved, the mystery and promise of the morning are outworn. The midday sun burns overhead, and at times the way is weary. Few of those who we knew are left. Some are victims to battle and murder, their bones strewn the veldt. Death has taken some in a more gentle fashion. Others are hidden from us, we know not where. We might well fear to return to that land, lest we should also see ghosts. But though we walk apart today, the past yet looks upon us with its unalterable eyes. Still we can remember many a boyish enterprise and adventure, lightly undertaken, which now would strike us as hazardous indeed. Still we can recall the long familiar line of the Praetorian horse, the face of war and panic, the weariness of midnight patrols, aye, and hear the roar of guns echoed from the shameful hill. To you then, Macumazahn, in perpetual memory of those eventful years of youth which we passed together in the African towns and on the African veldt, I dedicate these pages, subscribing myself now as always, your sincere friend, Indanda. To Arthur H. D. Cochrane, Esquire. End of dedication. Chapter 1. Early Days. It may be remembered that in the last pages of his diary, written just before his death, Allan Quatermain makes allusions to his long-dead wife, stating that he has written of her fully elsewhere. When his death was known, his papers were handed to myself as his literary executor. Among them I found two manuscripts, of which the following is one. The other is simply a record of events wherein Mr. Quatermain was not personally concerned, a Zulu novel, the story of which was told to him by the hero many years after the tragedy had occurred. But with this we have nothing to do at present. I have often thought, Mr. Quatermain's manuscript begins, that I would set down on paper the events connected with my marriage and the loss of my most dear wife. Many years have now passed since that event, and to some extent time has softened the old grief, though heaven knows it is still keen enough. On two or three occasions I have even begun the record. Once I gave it up because the writing of it depressed me beyond bearing, once because I was suddenly called away upon a journey, and the third time because a Kaffir boy found my manuscript convenient for lighting the kitchen fire. But now I am at leisure here in England, I will make a fourth attempt. If I succeed, the story may serve to interest someone in after years when I am dead and gone. Before that, I should not wish it to be published. It is a wild tale enough, and suggests some curious reflections. I am the son of a missionary. My father was originally curate in charge of a small parish in Oxfordshire. He had already been some 10 years married to my dear mother when he went there, and he had four children, of whom I was the youngest. I remember faintly the place where we lived.